Welcome to In the Starlight, Research and Resources for English Learner Achievement, a podcast from the Starlight Consortium, located on the web at www.elresearch.org. In the Starlight, Issue 6, Expediting Language, Literacy, and Learning for Adolescent ELLs. Written by Margarita Espino Calderon, PhD, Johns Hopkins University. Prepared by Yi Wan, EDD, Santa Clara County Office of Education, and by Carla B. Herrera, Los Angeles County Office of Education, December 2008. Expediting Language Literacy and Learning for Adolescent English Language Learners. The diversity of adolescent English language learners requires different types of quality educational approaches and interventions. It's not only a matter of oral language proficiency, but also their levels and skills they have in reading, writing, and subject matter knowledge that should determine their placement and instructional interventions. When math, science, social studies, and language arts teachers teach vocabulary and reading comprehension skills, along with their subject matter, all students do better on state tests. English as a second language and dual language teachers can add to academic vocabulary and knowledge base by working with content teachers in teacher learning communities. Who are the adolescent English language learners? English language learners are a large portion of the 58% of Hispanics who do not graduate from high school. They are also from many language backgrounds with similar experiences. About 80 to 91% of English language learners in middle and high schools were born in the United States. They are second or third generation immigrants and have been in the United States school system since kindergarten. These long-term English language learners, or English language learners in special education classes, have a fair command of oral English proficiency, but may lack the academic discourse or reading comprehension skills to master subject matter. Based on our interviews, an adolescent, long-term English language learner has been in the United States since kindergarten or first grade in schools with inconsistent language policy, inconsistent programs, ineffective instruction, low-level English as a second language programs, or no solid reading or content instruction in either language. He or she was in a K-3 reading program in English with materials that were not developed for English language learners, attended kindergarten in English, and then first and second grade in Spanish, then was placed in English at third grade, was immersed in English from K-5 with no support in Spanish, and was never taught to read in English, and was in an all-Spanish instruction in K-4, then immersed in English in the fifth grade. A student with interrupted formal education in grades 6 through 12 is a newcomer with two or more years of education interrupted in his or her native country and needs literacy skills in his or her native language, is reading at least 2 years below grade level in English, needs academic vocabulary in their first and second language, needs academic knowledge, including basic content concepts, and is unfamiliar with the culture of schooling. The majority of the 9 to 20% of newcomers or refugees entering U.S. middle and high schools each year are likely to be students with interrupted formal education. The New York State Department of Education defines students with interrupted formal education as those in grades 4 through 12 who had two or more years of interrupted schooling in their country. Yet other newcomers have high literacy skills and subject matter knowledge. Their math, geography, literature, and science background usually surpass that of their U.S. counterparts. Unfortunately, in spite of this wide range, English language learners and newcomers are usually placed in the same English as a second language or sheltered English classes in secondary schools. Focus of research and findings. The four-year study, Expediting Reading Comprehension for English Language Learners, was funded by the Carnegie Corporation of New York to develop a professional development program for middle and high school math, science, social studies, and language arts teachers with the wide range of English language learners. A curriculum program for students with interrupted formal education and special education English language learners for response to intervention tiers 2 and 3, called RIGOR, Reading Instructional Goals for Older Readers, was developed using science and social studies books for teaching phonics, basic reading comprehension skills, through science and social studies topics aligned to standards. Students in the experimental groups have consistently outperformed control cohorts and made AYP. The schools in New York received an A on their report card. Middle school MS 319 was recognized this year as the top middle school in the city and second top school from all middle and elementary schools. The high school in Kauai has sustained its excellent status since the pilot. English language learners in special education classes, as compared to control groups, gain 6 to 9 months in reading above their counterparts. For more information on the study, instructional features, and professional development, see teacher resources in this issue. Implications for teachers. The diversity of adolescent English language learners requires a comprehensive instructional approach that includes, number one, lesson designs for integrating subject matter content, language, reading, and writing skills. Number two, teachers parse text and select important standards-based information. Number three, explicit teaching of depth and breadth of words before, during, and after reading the selected content. Number four, collaborative text-based reading to engage students and rich discussions where the new words are used again and again. Number five, explicit teaching of reading comprehension strategies, for example, main idea, cause and effect, inferences, comparing and contrasting. And teacher think-alouds, including self-correction, rereading a sentence, decoding a word, summarizing, or questioning. Partner reading for applying those strategies, and finally debriefing, including metacognitive, metalinguistic, and social and cooperative skills. Number six, explicit teaching of the different writing genre required by each content area and technology. Number seven, consolidation of content and skills throughout the lesson to anchor knowledge, check for understanding, and assess individual student learning. Number eight, student assessments in a variety of formats to gauge progress on literacy and content. Number nine, the quality of teaching and learning is assessed with specific observation protocols. Coaches and administrators are trained to observe this type of instruction. And finally, number 10, systematic and comprehensive professional development and teachers' learning communities to support teachers and sustain success. In the Starlight, research and resources for English learner achievement is a product of the Starlight Consortium. This network of committed educators from the Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, and Ventura County offices of education is dedicated to promoting the achievement of students who are English learners. Visit our website to download more podcasts and resources in English and Spanish at www.elresearch.org. Theme music provided by Magnatune.com. Track number one from the Magnatune Mix album, Down Tempo Chill by DJ Carey. Starlight issues are produced and designed by the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools. Starlight website produced by Robert Daly. RIM CTAP, the California Technology Assistance Project, Region 10.
Copyright 2004 to 2010, Starlight Consortium, all rights reserved.